It is the number one question I get when I tour and speak anywhere in the world. You know, my partner, my spouse, my coworkers, they're negative. My kids think I'm Looney Tunes. They're not into this. Then they think I drank all the Kool-Aid. Is this going to hold me back? How do I counter it? How do I deal with the negativity of other people, particularly when I want to rock my life as a manifesting king or queen? Jumbo, fellow adventurer, I'm Mike Dooley, a writer, speaker, teacher on the nature of reality, specifically helping people understand how to live deliberately and to create consciously. Welcome to my Spiritual Tune-Ups podcast, where in this edition, you're about to hear a mini manifesting workshop. The title says it all. Every single Tuesday morning, I broadcast a live mini manifesting workshop, and I've been doing it for years and years for my thousands and thousands of Infinite Possibility members. With the catalog we have and the archive running very deep, we've decided to start sharing these globally to podcast listeners. Relax and enjoy this mini manifesting workshop, one of the features of our Spiritual Tune-Ups podcast. Tally-ho, amigo, your thoughts become things, and you are utterly adored. Through my thinking of what to share with you today, I have to confess the title of today's workshop changed, and it's a mouthful. 7 steps to manifesting success, even around negative people. And then an invisible sideline here is, even when that negative person might be you. You got this. You were born to succeed. But let me first relate to you how much I can relate to this. I've heard audience members say, you know, Mike, it's fine for you to say thoughts become things. You're positive. I could never be that positive. If audience members knew to this day how much I can worry and think fearful, negative thoughts, they would never say that about me, and they would feel so much more emboldened about the possibilities that are before them. It doesn't matter if you worry. It doesn't matter if you have pity parties with your friends in the middle of the night talking about how awful and unfair life is. If you do what you know to do and you're grounded in truth, you are already so inclined to succeed that you will blow the lid off of any negative barriers, bars, boxes that people want to stuff you in for their own safety. And we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to give you 7 steps. But for me, oh man, my story kind of begins on always being so susceptible and worried about what other people think. You know, I don't think I'm the only one, but I may have taken it to a new level. You know, I always worried that I was being talked about behind my back. I always wanted to be with the cool group, and I was never in the cool group. And I just felt like, you know, insufficient, inadequate, broken, self-doubting, like, you know, man, everybody's got it figured out but me. Everybody knows what's going on but me. I didn't get that manual when I was born that everybody else seems to have gotten. That was my default undertone throughout all of my high school, pre-high school, post-high school. I'm pretty much over it now, and I'm in the coolest group of all, you know. I'm with you all. I'm with tutters. I'm with like-minded thinkers. So I've redefined what matters, but still susceptible to other people's thinking. And I've always kind of felt, and you'll relate to this, before a dream comes true, is it the right dream for me? Am I on the right path? Have I picked the wrong path? And you might look at somebody who's achieved a certain degree of success. Maybe, let me just say, that person might be me right now. You know, I've written 17 books and things have gone pretty well in many regards. But it's easy to look at someone who has achieved some degree of success and kind of feel like, you know, that was easy for them. They found their groove. They had clarity, confidence. But for me, I'm completely lost. I was completely lost. Many of you have heard my stories many times about 19 years ago, the train wreck of my life. There was utterly no clarity. I was circulating my accountant's resume. I was looking for a job at Disney World. I live in Orlando. They wouldn't even call me back. I had zero certainty that this was it. And then I start sending out free emails. Then I start encountering negativity in the world. Then circumstances slide in a direction I didn't think they would. And you feel doomed. And not only are you negative, not only are circumstances not lining up, not only is confidence not there, but friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, they start raining on your parade. They start trying to confine you. They start thinking that you should be reasonable and using words like that on you. And you feel overwhelmed. Okay, so I've been there. I thought Pricewaterhouse was going to fire me. Talk about negative circle of influencers. They put it on paper. Mike Dooley must improve. The people I would have lunch with were telling me and the superior partners that, you know, he's not there. He's not there. Now go have lunch with them. See how awkward that is. You feel the weight of the world on your shoulders, but I visualized. I created affirmations. I showed up in the world. I did the seven things I'm about to share with you, and I prevailed. I have found that no matter how great the negativity around you, no matter how great the negative people are around you, if you do what you can with what you have from where you are, do what you can with what you have from where you are. Anybody can do that. I was speaking as a nervous wreck in front of Toastmaster clubs, Rotary clubs, Unity churches. And I will never forget after speaking to a tiny little Unity church of 20 people in Kissimmee, Florida, the pastor, the reverend, the minister wrote me a handwritten letter, a card saying to me, let me read you the words. No one knows, Mike, if the path they are on will be the path of their success. Self-doubt is inevitable. I would like to urge you to consider trying new directions, doing new things. Are you freaking kidding me? I thought this was like, you know, man, you touched my life. You changed our congregation. Those 20 people are on a new trajectory in their life. No, she was like literally telling me, Mike, don't worry that you haven't found your thing. If you keep on out there, you will find it by God's grace. This was from the love in her heart telling me, Mike, you were such a nervous wreck in front of 20 people. I know God has a place for you, and it's not speaking. Rotary clubs were rude to me. I'm telling you, I know. I want you to know. I know. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to move into the seven steps for manifesting success, because that's what you care about, manifesting your happiness, wealth and abundance, friends and laughter, even though you're surrounded by turkeys. Let me share with you a funny thing, a little side note. I was speaking in Istanbul, Turkey, and this topic came up. I told you, it comes up everywhere I go. You know, I rephrased it for them. I said, this comes up everywhere I go, you know, and you might look at it like this. There's posters that like this, you know, how do you soar with the eagles when you're surrounded by turkeys? I said that in Turkey. There were most people listening with headphones on for simultaneous translation, but there were three friends of mine in the front row who spoke English, and they could not control their laughter. They were on the floor. And I said that to the Turkish people. How do you soar with eagles when you're surrounded by turkeys? Well, I spent 10 minutes trying to clarify exactly what that meant. But the sentiment, okay, the sentiment is what today's mastermind is all about. Seven steps for manifesting success, even around negative people. Okay, you ready for number one? No, nobody got up and left in that meeting in Istanbul. It all went well. Okay, number one, I want you to see the negativity around you and the fact that you are contending with negative people in your life. I want you to see that as something everyone has to contend with. So often when we have a challenge, no matter what it is, we think, yeah, you know, why do I have to deal with this? Nobody else has to deal with it. I want you to see it as a challenge, as a rung on the ladder that every spiritual being in human flesh has to contend with. Okay? It's par for the course. This is not an indication that you've done something wrong. This is not an indication that you've drawn the wrong people into your life. You can even love these people for their other good traits and qualities, and you can even succeed while keeping them in your life. But I want you to stop seeing this as a problem. I want you to not feel like you are threatened. I want everyone, every idol you have ever had, everyone that you admire, everyone you've ever been in love with, they've dealt with this too, and they are prevailing. They're dealing with it now. It ain't no thing. It's a challenge. It's like, you know, you want to go to school and blow the lid off of it, but now you got to deal with ninth grade. Oh, crap. There's stuff in ninth grade that nobody wants to deal with, but everybody does. And everybody has what it takes to move beyond negative people. It's nothing. That's number one. Frame this issue as a challenge. And remember, as a note from the universe once said, stop looking at the jungles of time and space as if they are the Harvard of manifestation. They're the kindergarten of manifestation. This is easy stuff. Easy stuff, as you will soon see. Let me take another swig. Okay, so you're not in Harvard. You're in kindergarten. You're going to do really fine. You don't have to be overly positive. That's the next lesson. And you just need to see this as a challenge that you signed up for. I want there to be some negative people in my life so I can show myself that I'm not vulnerable. Okay, so number two, realize step two in manifesting success, even around negative people, is understanding that all you have to do is stay the course. All you have to do is stay the course. You do not have to be Mr. or Mrs. Positive. You do not have to bring the positivity to the table that matches their negativity. An ounce of positivity gets magnified by divine intention, by the forces that surround us, by the tidal wave of awesomeness that brought you to time and space. An ounce of your positivity goes with the flow. Anybody else's negativity, including your own, is against the flow. It takes so much negativity to fail, to consistently fail. Everybody has a misstep. Everybody gets a ricochet and a backfire from time to time. Don't think you need to emerge out of this as all positive in spite of their negativity. You can hear their negativity. You can feel their negativity. You can be depressed by their negativity. If you stay the course, you will prevail. If you stay the course, you're doing what you can with what you've got from where you are. And that means doing your best to counter the negativity with some affirmations, with some deep dives into truth. Those are some of the steps that are coming up. So realize all you got to do in step two is stay the course. Go to work, go to school, even though you're going to meet with some negativity. You know, go into their office, go into their home, have a tea with them, have dinner with them, even though you're going to encounter it. Stay the course, because staying the course means that you're going to have a little visualization session in the morning on weekdays. Staying the course means you're going to take some baby steps. It means you're going to choose some smart words. And yes, you're going to find that negativity. You're going to go past it. Number three, step three for manifesting success, even around negative people, immerse yourself in truth, as I've been doing. Okay. And good on you. You signed up as a member of the Infinite Possibilities membership. This is the intention. Every day you're getting a note from the universe 7 days a week that will ground you in truth. And once a week, you're getting a mini workshop on manifesting that will remind you of truth, because no workshop is going to be only about exercises and assignments, although we've got that coming up for you. But it's always going to be clear the slate and be in truth. And two truths I want to share with you is you're not vulnerable. Okay, you are not vulnerable. You are not a baby soul. You're an ancient gladiator of love and joy who chose to be, fill in your name in these blanks. You chose to be you. You knew what you were doing. This was from the zenith of your magnificence. And you didn't say, let me go down there and see what it's like to fail. Let me go down there and see what it's like to be poor and miserable. No gladiator of joy would make that choice. They may choose to be on a rickety stage. They may choose to be in a place that summons them higher. Good on you. But you knew what you were doing. You didn't come here frail. You didn't come here vulnerable. You're not a baby soul. You're an ancient maestro of magnificence. Okay? And that's what you're dealing with when you have to be surrounded by other baby souls who are negative. You are not vulnerable. You are here to succeed. Okay? That's what God's after. Success, joy, laughter, fulfillment. I also want you to know this element of truth. Healing, succeeding, happiness, prosperity, friendship, laughter, giggles, smiles. Those are your default settings. That's who you really are. I know we bury that stuff up by thinking things too much and trying too hard and messing with the cursed house and trying to get certain people to behave certain ways. But that artificial intelligence that we dump on ourselves can never negate the truth. Remember, in an instant, your inheritance is restored, the story of the prodigal child. In the instant you come back to truth, you are swimming in currents of prosperity and possibilities. Okay, so these are your default settings, and not remembering that for a spell or for a decade has not changed or reduced your default settings. Okay, that's something that comes from the manufacturer. Okay, the manufacturer has got you covered. So stop struggling and you float to the surface. Stop struggling and life is easy. Stop struggling and you start struggling with negative people around you. Let them be negative, man. Just love their poor little souls. They don't know what they're getting themselves into. You, on the other hand, it's Teflon. Even if you worry, even if you have self-doubt, I hope I made that clear. Okay. And a point here, before I get back to my point, my steps is, I've said it indirectly already. You don't have, my advice in dealing with negative people is not get them out of your life. No, man, you don't need to worry about them. If they're in your life, chances are great. It's because there's been love there before. Okay, their family, their partners, their friends. You know, in these cases, they've got a lot of great qualities, you know, and you were once like them, perhaps. And you've got a lot in common, and you love the same jokes, and you love the same movies. You can enjoy all of that with them still, and just realize their negativity is not going to stop you. Okay. So when the pressure's off, you don't have to feel like you need to abandon ship and run away to a higher ground. It's like, no, if you want, you can keep them in your life. Maybe you're contractually obligated to keep them in your life. Maybe they're your kids. You've got to keep them in your life. Obviously you don't want to surround yourself deliberately with negative people, but don't think it's such a big deal. Even your own negativity, you can have it if you do what you've got, if you do what you can with what you got from where you are, if you stay the course. Okay, step four, if part of you wants to play the game of giving your power away to other people, play that game strategically, okay? Empower others when what they have shared with you was positive. Are you like me and you can remember a compliment that surprised you? Like for your whole life, that time that person said you're so photogenic, that time that person said your voice was like ice cream, that time that person wrote to me 19 years ago when I was sending out Monday morning motivators and said, Mike, I hope you're saving these for a book one day because they're really good. To an unpublished guy, I saved that email. I still have that email. I will never forget that email. When people give you a compliment that stirs your soul, those are the words of others to type out, put on your refrigerator, emblazon in your mind, your bathroom mirror. I hope you're saving this for a writing. Here's something, quote unquote, written to me by an audience member so long ago. Listening to you touched something deep inside of me that day. It caused a shift. I felt euphoric. Saying thank you seems not enough. You know, I do a lot of speaking. I'm going to Reno this weekend. Can't wait to see my peeps. Can I say that? My peeps in Reno. But anyway, for 19 years almost all of these 19 years, I've been speaking a lot around the world. Do you know what's in my backpack of other things? Do you know what's in my backpack? About 20 or 30 of my favorite testimonials that people have written me that I may or may not have used on the website or anywhere else. And if I'm ever feeling scared, I pull them out and I read them again. When you guys write, it lifts me up. It changes my life. So if you want to give your power away a little bit, or you've been doing it unintentionally to the negativity of others, okay, play that game strategically. Number one, don't worry about other people's negativity. Can't stop you. And number two, if they see in you something beautiful and powerful, own it, live up to it, move into it, bathe yourself in it, remind yourself of it, read it, post it around the house. Go ahead and play that game. Number five, seek out like-minded friends. Okay, now I don't want you to think, red alert, my friends are negative. I need to find like-minded people. This is just an option. All of these are optional, really. But if you didn't know, Unity Churches, Science of Mind Churches, your TUT Infinite Possibilities membership members, brothers and sisters, are great places to go for positivity. So if there's a Unity Church or a Science of Mind Church around you, go there. You don't have to, but you will find people who get stuff like this. Look for Hay House events. Look for Mike Dooley events. Look for your favorite author and go out there and be immersed in their ideas and in their viewpoints. And you will find others of the same thinking. When you are yourself, you don't have to make this happen. You will automatically draw more and more and more positive people into your life. And they will get negative sometimes. You just give them a hug and tell them it's going to be okay. Even if they're negative on you, you just say, it's okay. I used to think that too. You just wait and see where I'm going. Number six, have a spiritual ritual for grounding. Create a spiritual ritual for grounding. Meditate, visualize, affirm, read great books, surround yourself in great books. I buy books I never even read, but because the vibration is so high because of their title, I just look at that book and smile. I'm not a big reader. And sometimes I pick it up and check a page or two, but I buy more books and don't read them. I buy more books and have no intention of reading them just because it's like, yes, somebody's out there and they have this perspective and they know what they're talking about. And, you know, those of us who get this stuff, we're not alone. Try it. And then the last spiritual ritual, I'm starting to give myself credit for this. I used to just shrug it off, but and I'm not trying to sound conceited. Think deeply. Think deeply on a subject. You know, in many ways, I think it's meditation. I just saw a video from Sadhguru, S-A-D-H Guru in India. And he was talking about meditation and he laughed at the Western world's view of meditation. Okay, this is pretty cool coming from an Indian guy. I love that guy. And he said that, you know, what we think of meditation and what we think of yoga are so different than what they in Southern India particularly think of yoga and meditation. And it does not have to be sitting cross-legged, quieting the mind, following your breath, staying on track. It can be anything. And in that regard, I am a huge meditator. So I call it just dwelling on something, camping out on something. I think this has come up in an earlier minute. I camp out at a question. I camp out when I'm frustrated. I camp out in thought in this chair or in my back porch or in a walk with my dogs in the days or with a cigar these days. And I just think about it. I think about it. I ask for clarity on it. And it always comes. So if you're worried about negativity, which hopefully by now you're not, just go within. Hey, why am I feeling that way? Is there cause to feel that way? Is there justification to feel that way? Could I choose to feel another way? Is there justification to feel another way? In step seven, as Shakespeare wrote for a character in Hamlet, my guy was on to something. To thine own self be true. To thine own self be true. It's not about other people. It's about you. It's about your life. It's about your adventure. Forget their judgments. They're always going to be judging you to feel better about themselves. Okay, that's never going to go away. So have a sense of humor. It's like, oh, you cute little soul, you little baby soul, you. I was once like you. You don't have to say that vocally. It might really hurt their feelings, and then they're going to be carrying around what you said. So in your own mind, just bless them and love them and send them your comforter. I don't know if that's a thing. I just made that up a long time ago. But when somebody's hurting, I say to myself, I send you my comforter. I'm sending you a comforter. I have an infinite number of comforters. Okay. Angels, guides. I'm going to send you one for life. You get one for life. Okay. So, you know, your life is about you. It's not about and your thoughts, and not about other people and what other people think about you. And even when your thoughts are negative, as I have been saying, just chill out. It's okay. You're human in a little frail body. I'd be scared too. And that's when I remind myself that I'm an ancient gladiator at the same time, gladiator of love and joy. Now, I gave you 7 steps to manifesting in spite or despite negative people around you. If you do 2, I'm being very conservative here. If you just do any of 2 of those, not all 7, just do 2, you will totally crush it. That's how inclined you are to succeed. Okay. A call to action this week. All right. I want you to affirm, I'm here to thrive. I will prevail. Both are true. I'm here to thrive. I will prevail. If you feel negativity or fear coming on, I'm here to thrive. I will prevail. 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 Just get it going. Get it going. Get it going. Go for a walk. Take a shower. Listen to music. Meditate. Visualize. I'm here to thrive. I will prevail.